Blog Talk Radio.
One of the most difficult things to do is find yourself in a storm. While in that storm, it seems like everyone who you thought you could count on has walked away. Sometimes it seems like even God himself has forgotten about you. But in spite of that, you'll still be able to lift your hand and say, Lord, I trust you.
And I can't feel your touch. I will trust you, Lord. How I love you so much. My nights may seem long, and I feel so alone. Lord, my trust is in you. I surrender to you. So many painful thoughts trouble my mind.
No way! Trust him, no matter what. I just got through working with somebody. I just trust God. Sometimes we had to trust him to the very last minute. But my thing is trust him all the way. Because if what you're thinking doesn't work, don't you stop trusting him. Because he's working out something else for you. See, you may be thinking you need to go through the front door, but he wants you to come through the back door because he got a bigger blessing for you. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, your apostle, Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We're so happy to have each and every one of you all today. I ask Sister Renee, you should be so kind to give us a word of prayer.
Good afternoon, everyone. Let God be the glory. Give an honor to Pastor Beasley, Pastor Baylor. Thanking the Lord for another day. Shall we bow our heads? Our Father, which art in heaven, we come before you today, dear Lord, with thanksgiving in our hearts. Thanking you for waking us up, letting us see another day, starting us on our way. Didn't have to, but he did, because of his grace and mercy. And I want to thank him. Thank him for all his many blessings. Ask that he will touch the sick and the shut-in and the bereaved family. I ask that he will be a fence around Pastor Beasley and Pastor Bell, keeping them from danger seen and unseen. In Christ Jesus' name, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for all your many, many blessings. Again, we ask you will touch the sick and the shut-in and the bereaved families, Lord. Ask that you will touch all the listeners, dear Lord, every home that is represented on the line. Touch them, Lord. You know what they need, what they're in the need of.
Yeah.
In Christ Jesus' name, we pray.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. And
hallelujah.
Hey, brother, sister, we're talking about the God kind of faith. And we're going to pick back up on our foundational scripture. We're just going to go to the 8th verse there. And it says that the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof. But speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed.
Amen. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Pastor, for that selection. Thank you, Evangelist Renee, for that beautiful prayer. Amen. And Matthew, the 8th chapter and the 8th verse from the Message Bible. Oh, no. Said the captain, I don't want to put you to all that trouble. Just give the order and my servant will be fine. Amen.
You see, you think centurion was a career military officer in the Roman army. And it was said that he had control over 100 soldiers. And Roman soldiers of all people were hated by the Jews to their oppression and how they wanted control. And when you look at this from a military perspective, Jesus saw a man that had genuine faith, and it was amazing that this man, who was hated of many people, had great faith.
Yeah.
But to shame what was actually going on, and I made a point yesterday, this man was not concerned about himself. He was concerned about others. And sometime I would listen to the prayer. Sometime we got to pray for others, brothers and sisters. We really do. When you pray, we got to include others. So when Angelus Renee reached and started thinking about others' home and others' careers and other people who were doing and going through and all this good stuff, it's good to make mention of these folks in your prayer. That's what Paul often did, make mention of the saints in his prayers. And we have to do that. We have to keep one another lifted up. I don't care what the optical nerve tell you. The enemy wants to blind us to a real truth. But listen, brothers and sisters, do not let that turn you from doing your job as a minister. God has given us the ministry of reconciliation. And that's a big deal right there. You got to put faith in that. That's a big deal. See, you got to have great faith to recognize that you are a minister of reconciliation. So you got to reconcile people back to God. You got to use their faith because they don't have any.
Amen.
Woo, preacher. Yeah, see, you got to help them because they're in a situation where they don't have any faith. So there are many people that we're reconciling back to God that require your kind of faith, and which happens to be the God kind of faith. Hallelujah. And we were talking about great faith, and that's what this centurion had. This centurion had great kind of faith. He had the kind of faith that all Jesus said to him was speak a word. Kind of remind me of over there in Luke 10 and 42. Remember what Jesus had told Martha, Martha and Mary, the sisters, and they had this house that they shared together, and Martha was more concerned about, you know, cleaning the house and doing all this stuff. We'll go there and read it. That would be Luke 10. Think about the 42nd verse. And so Martha was complaining and crumbling about, oh, she's not serving and she's not this and she don't. And you have those kind of people who see the outward, but they don't see the inward. Their faith is in things they can see and that type of thing. But on the other hand, what she needed was the word of God. So you got a lot of folks, they want to do everything but the word of God. So Jesus said to Martha, but one thing is needful, and Mary have chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. And that one thing is needed, brothers and sisters, is the word of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. And from the Message Bible, while he was coming, you said Luke 10. I was in the wrong chapter there. Okay. Luke 10 and 42. One thing only is essential, and Mary has chosen it. It's the main course and won't be taken from her. Amen.
See, the thing that you won't lose is your faith. The Word of God is your faith. You got to put your trust in it.
Yeah.
And that's what Mary had did. Mary had chosen Christ. She had chosen to put her faith in God and in His Word. And that won't be taken away from you. Your faith will not be taken away from you.
Yeah, say that.
That is like the greatest thing I've ever learned, that no one can take your faith. No one can take your trust. The problem is you don't want to have the wrong trust. You want to have a misplaced trust. You don't want to have faith in the wrong place.
Amen.
Her faith was in washing Jesus' feet. And the Bible says, and she had a sister called Mary, which also saw Jesus, sat at Jesus' feet, and heard His word. See, she heard the word. The same folks think ought to hear the word, they're not. But Martha was still complaining about serving. She ain't even heard the Lord. So you got a lot of people, all they want to do is serve. They want to be on the deacon board, on the nurses. They want to do all this stuff, but they're not hearing the word.
Amen.
And Mary chose to hear the word of God. Let me ask you a question today. Are you going to choose to hear the word, or are you going to be a servant? See, anybody can serve. Like that. Anybody can offer their service, but are you hearing the word? Because that's the one thing we got to have, brothers and sisters. That's one thing needful is the word of God. In John, let me go there. Over in John 15 and 7, if we realize that our faith is the word of God, when you get that revelation that your faith is the word of God, trust me, you're going to hold on to that word. Believe me. And in John 15 and verse 7, which I know y'all really familiar with this, but he says, abide in me, and my words abide in you. You shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you.
Amen. From the Message Bible. But if you make yourselves at home with me and my words are at home in you, you can be sure that whatever you ask will be listened to and acted upon. Amen.
See, when you abide and you're living in, that becomes your life, God. You're living in the Word of God. And that's what God expects out of us. Well, when you're doing that, I want you to see the other part of this. When you're doing that, you are actually living in faith.
Hallelujah. Amen.
See, when you're abiding in the Word, it's setting up residence, your faith. Remember all the people who died? They died in faith. Sure you remember that. Well, this is how they did. They lived there. They lived in the Word because the Word is their faith. Well, how you get it? By hearing it and hearing by the Word of God.
Yeah.
Another scripture I want to look at over there in Romans 4. Once you get this revelation about what faith really is, which happens to be the Word of God, you're not going to back off that. That it's, as far as you're concerned, it's settled in your spirit that faith is the Word of God and Christ is the Word of God, and you can keep on looking around, but at the end of the day, your trust has to be in the Word of God. And you have to set up residence. You have to live in that. So then faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. That's why it's impossible. Remember Hebrews 11 and 6? Without the word of God, it's impossible to please him. Without his word. And I may hit on this week because it's really important. No, there's all kind of faith out there. There's all kind of trust out there. There's a misplaced trust.
That's
so you want your trust to be anchored in the word of God because that's what faith is.
Hallelujah.
That's where you want it at. So the Bible says in Romans 4:16, let's see here. Maybe we'll read through to the 22nd. Let's see, 16. We'll read through the 22nd verse. It says, therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end the promise may be sure to all thy seed, not to that only which it is of the law, but to that also which is of faith of Abraham, who also the father of us all. It, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead and called those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, said, and underline spoken, because what was spoken was the word of God. So shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that he had promised he was able to perform, and therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. From the Message Bible. This is why the fulfillment of God's promise depends entirely on trusting God and his way, and then simply embracing him and what he does. God's promise arrives as God's promise arrives as pure gift. That's the only way everyone can be sure to get in on it. Those who keep the religious traditions and those who have never heard of them. For Abraham is father of us all. He is not our rational father. That's reading the story backwards. He is our faith father. We call Abraham father, not because he got God's attention by living like a saint, but because God made something out of Abraham when he was a nobody. Isn't that what we're always, isn't that what we've always read in scripture? God saying to Abraham, I set you up as father of many people. Abraham was first named father and then became a father because he dared to trust God to do what only God could do, raise the dead to life with a word, make something out of nothing. When everything was hopeless, Abraham believed anyway. deciding to live not on the basis of what he saw he couldn't do, but on what God said he would do. And so he was made father of a multitude of people. God himself said to him, "You're going to have a big family, Abraham." Abraham didn't focus on his own importance and say, "It's hopeless. This 100-year-old body could never father a child." Nor did he survey Sarah's decay of infertility and give up. He didn't tiptoe around God's promise, asking cautiously skeptical questions. He plunged into the promise and came up strong, ready for God, sure that God would make good on what he said. That's why it said Abraham was declared first before God by trusting God to set him right. Amen, amen. That's faith there.
And to trust God, brothers and sisters, is to rely on his word, to depend on his word, and his word only. Adding nothing, his word only. And that's why the lesson on yesterday is so important, because this centurion knew how powerful words were, because him being a Roman soldier understood order. This man was, and I know a lot of time when people talk about people who've been in the military, how controlling and how their character and so forth. Brothers and sisters, don't get this twisted. The military teach you a lot of things, and it teaches you that words are important. You obey your commander.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta understand that. So whatever God say is what you should be obeying. That's your commander. Yeah. That's your superior officer. It's the word of God. And that's the way you have to see it. So this man understood that, hey, all you got to do is speak a word.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's going on here with Abraham. Abraham, if you're really following the story, Abraham was not obeying these laws. He was obeying faith. Now, I don't want anybody to get this twisted. So it was not by obeying the laws in Moses' teaching that Abraham of his descendants received the promise. It wasn't predicated on that. He would inherit the world whether he received this promise. And that's where the trust has to lie, in the promise. So the Bible says that through God approved to come by faith. So if those who obey Moses' teaching are the heirs, then faith, unless the promise is worthless. So the law in Moses' teaching bring about anger and all this stuff, but brother, those laws exist. They can't be broken. Anytime you make a law, you can break a law. So we have to live by the laws of faith. So therefore, the promise is based on faith, so it can be a gift. Big difference. See, God promised was not based on you doing this, doing that, but it was all predicated on faith.
Mm-hmm.
So, consequently, the promise is guaranteed for every descendant of Abraham, but it has to be through faith and not by obeying a bunch of laws. Because, see, Abraham, faith, when you think about it, Abraham, now I know some of y'all may question this, but do your homework, and you'll see Abraham was here before the laws was here. So what did he obey? It was faith, brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
It was faith. And
yeah.
I really want to get into this. But not only for those who are descended by obeying Moses' teaching, but also by those who, as the scripture have said, that God had made Abraham the father of many nations. Why? Because Abraham acted on the word of God. So as he stood in the presence of God, it was all about acting on what the word of God had said. So that's where your faith has to lie. When God tells you something, it's in the word, you can stand on it.
Amen.
Even there's no hope, you can stand on it. Because Abraham didn't have any hope. It was hope against hope. Can you imagine what Abraham saw? I know we're about to go, but can you imagine what Abraham saw? He saw a woman who was no longer that strutting peacock. She was no longer had that Coca-Cola figure. She no longer had that beautiful body. She's 99. I don't know if you ever looked at a 99-year-old woman, but it ain't nothing nice.
All right. Amen, amen.
I'm just keeping it real. A 99-year-old body ain't nothing. So, but Abraham, the Bible says he had to fight against all of what his eyes told him, what he felt, because God had made him a promise. And nature couldn't stop it. We're going to put, but you know what? I'm going to pick it up right there on tomorrow. So, y'all stay blessed.